Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
During good times and bad, older job workers tend to be unfairly discounted by employers. Considering the current state of the economy, are things for mid-career professionals only set to get worse? Or can you, in fact, supercharge your career? The government has announced a range of measures, jobs, salary and skills training support for older professionals. But what more would mature job seekers have to do to get noticed in a challenging economy? If you lack a network to tap on, you'd obviously send out a resume. But how do you get employers to notice it enough to call you in for an interview? Today, more than ever, hiring managers are likely to only skim through your resume for about 10 seconds. If you're concerned that they'd write you off immediately because of your age, Teo Hao Yun, head of the Financial Services Group at executive search firm People Search Singapore, advises placing your personal particulars at the end of the document. Other than that, make sure you use the keywords that are outlined in the job description and highlight your achievements rather than responsibilities.
You must know that what is important to the person screening your CV is evidence of good, exciting project and successful delivery of it. So in your CV, instead of having a long discourse about 20 job responsibilities, you should keep that to 3 or 4, 5 points. I've seen some candidates in the achievements they write involved in a project that is this big, you know, that's a 5 million, but I still do not know what difference you make to the project, right? So the achievement has been aligned to what difference you make, the impact that you make, the value add, the contribution, the difference that you make.
Employers who remain unsure about hiring older job seekers are often willing to offer them short-term contracts as a start. How Yun advises being open to these.
You are more likely to be given a chance in a contingency workforce. And if you explore those in a contractual world, you have much higher chance of getting that because the employers, they know they're hiring you, for example, for 6 months maternity cover. Again, it comes back to the mindset thinking, I have 15 years working experience. Why are you asking me to take a 6 months contract? No benefits, 7 days leave.
But job seekers should take a chance. Among the candidates People Search manages, up to 40% on short-term contracts end up being offered contract extensions or permanent contracts, whether within the same company or other companies within a month. Whether for contract or permanent employment, the interview process can be daunting. To assess a candidate's problem-solving or stakeholder management skills, hirers would often ask situational questions. Job seekers have to learn how to answer these questions based on data and facts.
In their minds, the candidates think that they respond well to it because they are looking at the situations like what they have done in the past. But demands now are very different in an age where, you know, there's technology, where there's an emphasis on looking at data and facts. What clients are looking at or how you respond to a situation need to take into account all these things. Whereas probably when the candidates are referring to their past, it's hardly about data, you know, getting the stakeholders on board. The past, olden times, it could be like, this project is run by me. You know, that's not what employers are looking at now.
To prime yourself better, Hao Yun advises networking with people who are significantly younger than you.
Get a feel firsthand on what it is like in a modern workplace, you know, how to make people tick and work along with you. From there, like with the skills that you get from training, you will stand a much better chance.
When it comes to dealing with employers who are skeptical about your willingness to learn, Hao Yun advises going in with something more concrete.
Pick up examples in the past where you have actually learn new things. Get into a bit more details of how you actually managed to bridge that knowledge gap and what was the first example of success that you have applied it. You can supplement that as well by giving action plan to learn that new area. Action plan rather than just saying that I will learn.
Teo Hao Yun, head of the Financial Services Group at executive search firm People Search Singapore.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.